The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. And thank you for moving your servant out of the way, me out of the way. Thank you for controlling me by your spirit. That, Lord, what you say and what you desire to be said will be said. Lord, I pray for those of us who need conviction, you will convict us. And those of us who need comfort, you will comfort us. Thank you for the ability not to be the same after hearing your word. In Jesus' name, we all say.
Praise God.
If you heard an amen, you know they're visiting. Make them feel at home. John chapter 3. We've already gotten into the discussion with Jesus and Nicodemus. We've already heard that Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Man, that put him in the top of all of Israel. That he was in the Sanhedrin, that put him in the top 70 of all of Israel. And then we found out that he was a teacher of the top 70 in all of Israel. And that he came to Jesus by night because he did not want a crowd following him. And hopefully there wouldn't be a big crowd at Jesus so they could have a one-on-one conversation about what he's been saying. And he tries to flatter Christ first by saying, well, I know you're a teacher. And I know you're from God. Jesus said, let's quit playing games. I know why you're here. Now, why would Jesus be able to say that? Go to chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. And he did need not that any should testify a man, for he knew what was in man. And so when Nicodemus walked in, this whole conversation was already stacked. When you go to God, I understand the conversation you're going to have with him is already stacked. He already knows what your true meaning is. He already knows, even though your words are saying this, he's reading your heart.
Amen.
And that's why oftentimes we as Christians pray, like when we have the doctrinal class on Wednesday night, we go over prayer. And if you don't pray correctly, you got a problem. And you cannot pray if you're not under control of the Holy Spirit. That bounces off the wall and don't even get anywhere, even inside the God, the Holy Spirit that lives in you, won't even hear it. Can I get an amen? It also, you got to understand, and oftentimes God reads your heart instead of your mouth. And when he answers your prayer, you don't recognize it because it's so different. You know what I'm talking about. We're going to leave that one alone. And God knows Nicodemus' heart. And he comes in and he's trying his best to flatter Christ and say, oh, look, unless you're born again. First time in the biblical history here. That born again is put together. Mm-hmm. Now, many would say that Nicodemus was surprised and didn't know. And I said Nicodemus should have known. Because he was the teacher of Israel. And the Old Testament already said that he was going to change every aspect of what man was going to be. He promised in the Old Testament that it was given that God is going to bring a new heart. That God is going to bring a new soul. That God is going to bring a new way. And Nicodemus knew that if he was the teacher. But all of a sudden, he was taking the perspective of making it a Jewish nation. Not a people nation that belonged to Christ. Okay, are we flowing together?
Yes, sir.
Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Well, wait a minute. If he's not born again, he cannot enter the
kingdom
of God. What about being nice?
No, sir.
What about treating other people nice?
No.
What about coming up with your own religion?
No, sir.
Wow. You see, the world wants us to understand that there are many ways to God. God is in the center of the wheel and every spoke gets to God. Well, we got a problem. Jesus Christ threw a wrench in that thinking. When he says, I'm the only spoke.
There you go.
When Jesus, I'm the only spoke, the rest of those spokes better turn into that one spoke so he can get into that one spoke so that one spoke can save them to get them to Christ. I like that. You know, if you got a truth that says everybody can do something, and then another truth that says only one can do something, either the one is wrong or everybody else is wrong or everybody else is right. And the one spoke is wrong. You can't make them both right. That's the science of logic. So since Jesus Christ threw that in, no other religion, no other belief, no other way can get you in unless you are born again. I like that word. Well, two words. I like that phrase. Born again. How many in here can look up and say to Jesus, don't say it to me because I can't tell if you're lying or not. But you can say to Jesus, Jesus, you know, I'm born again. Oh, Nicodemus says, oh, that's a nice saying. But that's a problem. Verse 4, Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus said, look, now I know you're a teacher. I know you're from God. I know you know the heavy duty stuff. I know you're theologically correct. So I'm not asking to be sarcastic. I'm asking that if there's a way for me to enter my mother's womb again so I can get what you got, let me know. Can I have an amen? Even the teacher of Israel says, I like what you're saying, but I don't know how to get there. You know, there's a lot of people like what God says, like what Christians say, but the cost is too much. When our kids first entered school, we've said as a pastor and family and as a senior pastor of the church that we would not send our kids to private school and we would not send our kids to any other parochial, or we would not homeschool them. Pat and I made that decision. Why? Because as senior pastor of the church at the time, there's a lot of people that can't afford private school, can't afford to homeschool. Praise be to God. If you know you're not good at it, don't do it. I've seen a lot of messed up kids coming out of homeschool. That's a whole nother story. Some great homeschoolers, man. Some of the kids, phenomenal. But we said we would give no Christian an excuse. That if your kids in public school, you better be there. You better keep the salt in the middle of their education. And you better let the school know what they can and cannot do. And that has been a battle. You guys have been with us for years. And you know that we will not back out of what the public school wants to do. Because we pay taxes. We are a church that wants to give example. And here's Nicodemus, my boy. Whoo! How can a man be born? Talk to me! Jesus answered. Verily, verily. Now watch out. If someone comes up to you and say, look, verily, verily. Write it down what's coming next. Amen. Because sums up. Listen. Listen. I'm serious. Serious. I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and a spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Here, there's a lot of churches out there, folks, get these verses mixed up. There's a lot of churches out there that says you can't be saved if you're not baptized by water. You does know that, right? Well, you got to have the Spirit of God in you. And then you got to be baptized. And then you are solidified in your future home with Jesus Christ. It's only one thing wrong with that statement. It's wrong. You see, he says you must be born of water and spirit. Someone say amen to the pastor. See, you got, what comes first? Well, if it's water baptism, what's got to come first? Spirit. Got a problem. So he's not talking about being born again and then being water baptized. He's making a statement. You can't be born again if you're not born first. It's like a nut butter peanut butter sandwich cookie. How can I have another peanut butter sandwich cookie if I hadn't had the first nut butter peanut butter sandwich cookie? Can I have an amen in there? I just said something theologically deep right there. You got to be born again. What happens when a woman gets ready to have a baby? Wow. Yeah. Even back then? Things hadn't changed very much in that scenario. And all you ladies, I know you're mad. You're going to slap Eve when you get to heaven. Drop kick her right there. Bam! Pregnancy and having babies, Eve wouldn't have been nothing. But no! You wanted to bite that fruit from the tree. Come on, girls. Eve is going to be messed up. I've been here 10,000 years. I can't find Eve. Somebody said, wow. That's what he's going to be saying. Everybody, every woman's looking for me. Verse 5. Except a man be born of water and a spirit, unless he is born of the flesh, and then born again of the spirit, he can enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Did he explain it again in verse 6? Yes. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Whoa! Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. You see what happens, Nicodemus, is the wind blows where it wills, and thou hearest the wind and the sound of it, but you don't know, and you can't tell where it comes from, and you can't tell where it goes. So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. I can just see Nicodemus going, hey, hold up. I came here to ask a simple question, and you're up here talking about the wind. How would you like to be one of the disciples? Wouldn't be very much different than you and I, because we have every word Christ spoke. Public and private, written down. And some of you still don't get what Christ says. Christ does not leave it up to you and I on how, as Christians, we should live. And he definitely don't leave it up to you and I how the church ought to be. We should walk in any place as the church. And the establishment should shake. That's why your pastor, when I walk into a place, things change. Amen. Not because I'm me, but because they know who I represent. Amen. I walk with God, and I should be a conversation changer. Instead of making people feel good about what they like and then inviting them to stay the way they are by coming to the church and not hearing anything different than they hear in the world. Oh, Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. What's up, baby? You know Christ had to just been just waiting for this moment. Because he already knows what Nicodemus is going to do. He already knows what Nicodemus is going to become. We walked through the scriptures last week of the book of John and showed you the progression that every person has to make and every person has to walk from looking at Jesus as just being a man until he's your personal Savior. Come on now. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Ladies and gentlemen, you know what he said about the Spirit? Nicodemus said, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand the born again thing. I don't understand about the whole Spirit thing. What are you talking about? Isn't it amazing that the religious leader of the day did not have the Spirit of God living in him? Do you know how many spiritual leaders of today does not have the Spirit of God leading them? You know how many leaders today have the Spirit of God in them and think they can change God's unchanging rules of how to act, how to talk, what you do socially? God is pretty pushy. Can I have an amen? Amen. He tells you who you can and can't marry, not government. God does. Mm-hmm. Don't even go down the road. I'm not even talking about man to man and man and woman to woman. I'm not even going that far. He'll tell you what other opposite sex you can marry. He said, if you were dating a heathen, get out of it. Can I have an amen? If you are dating an evangelifish Christian, drop him like a short putt. You know, God will tell you how you are supposed to do things socially. God tells you who you can and cannot hang out with. God will tell you everything, but guess what? Sometimes we think we have the right to be God ourselves. I think God is too narrow-minded on that one, so let's broaden our mind. Sound like the Joker in Batman. God dictates what is right and wrong. And when anybody, and when our legislature starts playing God, I don't care about you. I wish and pray that you do. But I'm going to tell you straight forward, they got a problem with me. Call it political. I can't stop that. You name it. I call it a commitment to righteous scriptural living. And God did tell folks they're wrong. You know that? I don't have the right to tell somebody else they're wrong. God said you do. He's telling Nicodemus, you're wrong. What you? You're the teacher, man. What are you teaching the folks? You don't even know the truth. Come in here, sit down, boy. Let me tell you about the Spirit. Spirit moves where it wants. It can move in a church and touch one seat, that person in the seat, and skip the next five. Can I get an amen? Amen. That one person, bam, commit. One Sunday, man, I was preaching. I was eloquently exegesing the scriptures. It's just phenomenal. I thought, just bringing down the word of God, put the Old Testament, New Testament together. Whoa, bam, bam. I said amen. Guy come up out the church, whoa, pastor, yes, I accepted Christ today. Yeah. Tell me how. He said, man, I had the offering plate, dropped it, and realized if I can't even pass the offering plate, how can I lead my own life? I accepted Christ before you start preaching. Humble me. Humble me. Don't think you're a great orator. It's the Holy Spirit. Some of the worst speakers I've ever heard. I thought I was going to die. If they'd go one more minute, just pluck my eyes out. Deafen me. People give an invitation. People get up everywhere. What's up with that? Billy Graham. You ever heard Billy Graham preach? I heard someone say, awesome. No, it's not. Same message for 250 years. And thousands flocked out with you. Oh, I'm so convicted. I'm going to go, why? The gospel. The Holy Spirit. Bam, 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 bam. Let me tell you something. God can use a bush. If God can use a jackass. Maybe. Just maybe tomorrow. He can use this idiot.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.